there's some really good stuff in there, I think. And then there's some stuff that, that really makes you kind of scratch your head and say, wow, where's the disconnect here? Or things that may, in fact, you know, on one side of the coin look like the, it's decent data. If you flip the coin, though, and look at it from a more skeptic's view, you go, wow, we've actually got a lot of work yet to do. So
yeah.
I think on the bright side of things, you know, one of the things that I, you know, in looking at the data, looked at immediately, 90% of the 250,000 federal employees that completed the employee viewpoint survey said that they think their work is important. That to me was really satisfying and gratifying because, Chris, you and I talk a lot about the mission, that in order to get people into government, they have to feel like they're making a difference, and we have to create that line of sight to the mission. In order to keep people within the agency, you have to keep that line of sight in place. You have to continue to make sure that they feel that the work that they're doing is challenging and important. 90% of the 250,000 employees that filled this out said that they believe their work is important. That to me was a good thing. Another positive to me as well was 56%, and while that's just over half, it was a 4% increase, indicated that they had a great deal or a high level of respect for agency leadership. And from what we've seen in the last couple of rankings in best places to work in the federal government, that is huge because agency leadership has been the key driver to employee satisfaction. So again, if they feel like their agency leadership has a vision, if they respect their agency leadership, they're more apt to be satisfied with their job, their work, their pay, their compensation, everything else. So, you know, I would hope that we might see some overall improvement, you know, across the board in best places to work scores because of that, if that is, in fact, still a key driver.
And some of the things that caused you to scratch your head were?
Yeah, a couple things that caused me to scratch my head. One was around pay and performance issues, and it was actually interesting because there were some...
And particularly merit, how merit is used.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you looked at it government-wide, just over a quarter, 26% of government of all of the 250,000 respondents said that they saw a link between pay and performance. If you look, what was interesting in that, though, and this is a little sidebar, what was interesting in that is if you looked at those 25 and younger, the link that they saw between pay and performance, 38% of them said that they believed their raises were dependent upon their performance. So again, you know, a little bit in age or different demographic groups that you saw, but the fact that, you know, government-wide, basically one quarter of federal employees saw the link between pay for performance and that their raises were dependent on performance, that's a little bit troubling. I think the other piece that was a little bit troubling to me as well was around telework as well. And
telework's numbers, I have to be honest, just really shocked me.
Yeah, across the board shocked me. And you know, again, we look at a couple of data points. 35% of those under 25 were satisfied with telework. If you look at that 35%, that's only 1 in 3, so still pretty low.
Yeah.
That was for 25 and under. Across all government, it was 38, so a little bit higher, but still not substantially higher. More importantly, one of the data points that caught my eye was a quarter of the 250,000 said that they didn't telework because it wasn't allowed.
Yeah.
And again, you gotta look at all of this a little bit with a fine tooth comb because you look at telework, but then you go, okay, what is there more to this? One that was shocking, again, on a little bit on the positive side, was almost 60% of respondents said that alternative work schedules were available to them and something that they took advantage of. So while they may not be able to telework, they were looking at alternative work schedules. So oftentimes, I think, you know, we have a tendency to focus on simply telework. And I think it's really that broader picture of flexible work arrangements in general, telework being one of them, you know, compressed schedules, alternative work schedules being another component of that.
My takeaway on that was that a lot, I mean, I know a lot of folks, my brother-in-law does the, you know, every other Friday off.
Yep.
And that would be a... That would fall, I think, under that category. So a lot of people using that, I'm not sure it... I guess my concern coming out of that, both taking the merit number and the telework number, is my sense is we're still managing through following, tracking what people are doing day in and day out rather than focused on what is the result that we're looking for.
Chris, Absolutely right. That's the paint. I think that's the accurate portrait to paint as a result of those two data sets, which is, again, alternative work schedules more available to people, more people using them. Why? Because it's something managers are more comfortable with. They know that on that Friday every other week that you're simply not going to be in the office, right, but you're not expected to work. If you're expected to work and be out of the office, how do I manage you when you're not in the office? I can't see that you're getting work done. Maybe it's not even that I can't see that you're getting work done. I can't see that you're here.
Yeah.
So that is a little bit problematic. I think one of the other things that really struck me in looking at a lot of the reading some of the reports about this initially was that 8 in 10 were satisfied with federal employment. 8 in 10, and again, you know, if you take the good look of that, you go, that's great. 8 in 10 people are really satisfied. I worry a little bit, though, in that means that 2 in 10 people are dissatisfied. And I think that's actually something that I hope doesn't get lost in this, is that we focus on the 8 in 10 and not the 2 in 10. And how do we get that 2 in 10 to actually be satisfied? So our tendency oftentimes when we look at evaluations, whether it's for a training program that's done here at the partnership or anywhere else, is, you know, 90% of the people like this or 80% of the people like it. Well, what can you do to get that other person to like it, yeah, in that 10? And I think, you know, if you've got a staff of 10 people and 8 of 10 of them are satisfied, it means when you walk outside your office, 2 of those people are not satisfied with the work environment and the work that they're doing. That's actually problematic.
One of the numbers that I was actually kind of pleased with was the percentage of people who said they're not interested in telework. It was a little bit higher than I thought. I think it was around 12%. But there are people that seems very positive to me, where you say, you know what, this I'm not able to work without some kind of structure. And that seems fine to me. Not telework isn't going to work, or whatever kind of environment you want to use, not necessarily for everybody. And I think that's a very important step in your own, you know, if I'm an employee, it's good to say, hey, this may not work for me.
Absolutely. It's good for the employee to say, you know what, this might not work for me. I need more structure. I need that personal interaction. I need whatever it is.
I like the water cooler, whatever it may be.
Right. And you're right, for the employee to recognize that is a really good thing. I'd actually turn that a little bit as well, and it's really important for the manager to recognize that as well, which is telework is not going to work for everyone. So that still means there's a vast majority of them that are. What are you doing for them, and is it right for them? Now, it still may not be right for the rest of those 88%, but it could be right for at least some portion of those. And again, back to the, they don't have to be 10 feet outside of your office or just down the hall in order to be productive. In fact, in a lot of cases, those where telework works, they're more productive if they're not in the office.
Yeah. You take all these data. Remind us again when the Best Agency Survey, when this comes out.
Yeah, the Best Places to Work in the federal government rankings will come out in late August, early September.